What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. Hour number two. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Now, two Dutch journalists have undermined the credibility of the official investigation into the downing of Malaysian Airlines Flight 17. First of all, they demonstrated it was not dangerous to go to the crash scene. They went on out there themselves. Nobody bothered them. Nobody harassed them. And they found large numbers of pieces of the debris still there, have not been collected, have not been cataloged, have not been looked at for signs of what actually happened. Now, nobody bothered them when they were in Ukraine, but on returning home, the Dutch police confiscated everything the reporters collected there and took their cell phones and laptops. This reeks of cover-up. How dare you question the official story that Vladimir Putin shot down Flight 17 with his bear rifle? That's the official story, and that makes it so. Anyway, a lot of strange deaths going on here. We were talking about the Russian consul has been found dead. They're still trying to figure out whether he was poisoned or it was natural causes. And apparently the son of former Polish President Lech Walesa has been found dead in his home by a member of the staff. They're saying at this point, natural character, natural causes, in other words. But still, a lot of people dying right now. Now, getting on to the economy, things are really very, very bad. The European Union as a whole is being forced to borrow billions and billions of dollars. I sound like Carl Sagan now. Billions and billions of dollars pouring into Greece to the black hole. And to fund the Greek rescue. Because the instant any member nation of the European Union goes down, it'll drag all the rest with it. But this really isn't a solution. What they're doing is Greece has an overdue credit card bill, and the European Union is going out and getting another credit card and putting the debt on that. That's not a solution. And the bank debt is absorbing so much of the gross domestic product of all those nations, there's no money left to try and restart business to make money the old-fashioned way. It's literally paralyzed by the debt created by the European Central Bank, the IMF, and the World Bank. And all they're doing is trying to spread the debt around to try and avoid a crash, but sooner or later, it's going to overwhelm. Citi has now downgraded Goldman Sachs to sell on its current valuation. That's a bit of a shock to a lot of people. I think we're all running around here imagining that Goldman Sachs and Lloyd Blankfein are just rolling in the money and they're incredibly rich, but apparently some of their recent missteps have come back to haunt them, and they're not seen as being as valuable as once they were. And that's why Citi is saying maybe time to be getting out of there. Now, down in Mexico, and I'm surprised this is not on the corporate media, or maybe they just don't want us serfs getting uppity ideas here. Major, major riots all across the country. The Mexican government, which is cash-strapped like everybody else, has ended subsidies for gasoline, which resulted in a 20% increase in the price of gasoline. This has triggered riots and protests all across Mexico. In some places, the rioters and protesters have succeeded in driving the government out of government buildings and taking them over. So that's getting very tense down there. Right now, there are 10.7 million more American people on food stamps than when Obama took office. That's a jump of 32%. 32% since Obama took office. So his claims to be president during the recovery are a joke. There hasn't been a recovery. The economy has been trending downward. Sometimes fast, sometimes slow, but still trending downward ever since that mortgage-backed security fraud of 2008. And the reason it's still trending down is because the financial centers are still engaging in fraud. Some of them are openly saying, if we weren't committing fraud, we couldn't stay in business. but they continue to do it because they know nothing will happen to them. Walmart, iconic store, is going to be cutting more jobs before the end of January. And we're not talking about the seasonal Christmas hires. We're talking about supposedly long-term jobs. And they're having to let people go because their Christmas shopping season wasn't very good at all. The big corporations, big retailers are in trouble. Now, interestingly enough, this has actually triggered a surge of optimism among people who favor small businesses. And I'm sure Trump's election victory had something to do with that as well. Because certainly for the last 8 years, people who try and start and operate small businesses have been feeling like they're being ganged up on by the government, which clearly favored the large corporations. But small businesses have their places in society. For one thing, small businesses, prior to the 2008 meltdown, small businesses were responsible for 60% of new job creation. So we need to bring them back. We're going to do a shout-out now to our on-air affiliates who are rejoining our network. We're talking about the economic news here. And we may see a new surge of small businesses, especially as some of these large retailers close and there's nothing left. A lot of people were very concerned about the big box stores like Walmart that would come into a small town, have the great prices, and all the small retailers, the town store, would go out of business. Well, now Walmart is downsizing. Sears is closing hundreds of stores, mostly Kmart's. Macy's is closing stores. It's a golden opportunity for people in towns to start setting up a small little store again that serves their community and its needs, as opposed to a big giant store that's selling you what some executive four time zones away decided they could get the best deal on. I think that might be a very, very good thing. Certainly on the island of Oahu, it's been a serious, serious problem with all the small little providers of computer parts and repairs and everything all being driven out of business. We're now forced to go over to Geek Squad and Best Buy. Now they're in trouble, along with the revelation that the FBI is paying the technicians at Geek Squad to scan every device that comes on in for a repair for evidence of criminal activity. Now, over at taxprofessortypepad.com, there's an interesting article, and it speaks to the fact that education oversells itself. And in this particular case, they're talking about law school. People are lured into college with the promise that a college degree will get them a high-paying job, they'll pay off those student loans in just a few years, and life will be grand. And it hasn't been happening. And we have a huge problem of young people with useless college degrees just buried under huge piles of unpaid student loan debt. And that looks like that's bubbling up at the same time. So this article came on out and said, what happened to the law school class of 2010? Because when you're growing up, everybody says, oh, you should be a lawyer. You'll be rich if you're a lawyer. There's always a need for lawyers. And we know what a litigious society we live in. Everybody's suing everybody over something. Now they're apparently a class action suit against Viagra. But it turns out they're cranking out so many new lawyers from law school, there's a glut. And apparently there are people with law degrees and law licenses who are working in things like pest control, lingerie sales. They're not going to repay their student loans very well with that. There was one famous case where there was a working lawyer who had a law job at a big law firm. She wasn't being paid very well, and she realized she could actually make a lot more money if she quit working as a lawyer and became a stripper. And she actually did that, and she actually did make more money. So you have to be very, very careful. We're actually at an age where a college education isn't what it used to be, especially when you look at colleges that are out there teaching you how to believe in global warming and how to be offended by absolutely any thought outside your own little bubble. It's not like you're going to find a job going on out and say, I know how to be offended by everything. Okay, well, don't call us, we'll call you. In the world of immigration and globalism, George Soros is out there still wringing his hands and crying, we're doomed, we're doomed, Trump is coming. And he's out there saying the whole after all the money he's poured into this Open Society Foundation to bring about a single government planet New World Order, and it's all falling apart. But it isn't Donald Trump's fault. Donald Trump still is 10 days away from being able to do anything about it. The problem is that Soros and his people did not think their plans all the way through to the end. Good example here. As you know, these refugees and immigrants are pouring into Europe, the European Union, all over. It's causing all kinds of problems, mass rapes and everything. And they're straining the current infrastructure, which is not being expanded to keep up with the dramatic growth in population. So over at RINF.com, they've got an article about how this sudden surge in population in Great Britain has created a traffic nightmare. And basically saying that by 2030, you will lose an extra 12 hours a year in traffic jams because the infrastructure isn't being enlarged to deal with population growth. We actually have that problem here on Oahu as well. They didn't think it through. It sounded really good at the conventions and the symposium, and we're going to do this and we're going to do that and it'll be wonderful. And they didn't think it all the way through. And that has unfortunately become a hallmark of so much thinking by the elites. They're convinced everything that they're going to do is going to work. And there's disaster in the offering there. I mean, the road to hell is lined with good intentions and littered with sloppy analysis is really what it comes down to. Speaking of sloppy analysis... Oh, my goodness. Apparently, this article is coming out of Investment Watch blog. Two guys tried to rob a gun store. I guess they must be graduates of Common Core. To nobody's surprise, the clerk at the gun store was carrying and shot them. I mean, that's just amazing here. Now then, on a more serious note, a lot of people in some states where the rules are like this are finding that if they get arrested for a crime and are basically exonerated, found not guilty, and let go, it can still be a disaster because they still have to pay court fees, procedural fees, and it can bankrupt a family who have done nothing wrong with it. Now, the Supreme Court is starting to take a look at this, and they're specifically targeting Colorado's laws, where if you are arrested wrongfully and you are later found not guilty and released, Colorado still expects you to pay all these fees, these costs. Well, it cost us money to put you in jail. Yeah, but you shouldn't have put me in jail. Well, that's completely beside. Well, you know, you were in jail. You have to pay for that. And the Supreme Court is taking a look at that and saying it really is a violation of due process. Because if you're actually guilty, that's one thing. But if you are an innocent person wrongfully arrested, why should you be penalized for that? I mean, if anything, you should be compensated for your lost time. Miss a couple of days at work, that can end a job for a lot of people. Along with the damage to your reputation. Oh, they got arrested for littering or something. So in addition to forgiving all those court costs and everything like that, the victims of wrongful arrest ought to be compensated for their lost time, lost productivity, and enough money to actually go on out and publicly repair their reputation. Take out ads in the paper. Wrongfully arrested, exonerated, not guilty. That would be fair. That would be justice here. Now, as you know, we have been talking for quite some time about the out-of-control problem of civil asset forfeiture. Now, civil asset forfeiture was originally designed to allow the government to strip the wealth from people like drug dealers and racketeers in order to basically remove that wealth from them so that they couldn't just park it in a bank someplace, serve out their jail time, come out of jail, and have a fortune to retire on. But too many police departments have seized on the laws of civil forfeiture to just take things from ordinary law-abiding people on the suspicion that it may have come from illicit activity. And because the legal actions are against objects and not people, the civil protections of the Bill of Rights do not apply. It's a return to Code Napoleon. The police take a couple of $1,000 from you because they think maybe it came from drug activity. The burden is on you to go to court and prove that you acquired that money honestly. Now, police departments have gotten into the habit of going to the people that they've taken the money from and say, look, we'll make you a deal. We'll give you back half of what we took from you, and you drop all the lawsuits and don't publicly talk about this. And most people will go for that because they need the money. I knew a guy here on Oahu, had a gardening store, emphasis on the past tense, was on his way to a flower and plant show with a lot of cash in his pocket because it's a cash and carry business. And the cops took his money. And he couldn't buy inventory, and he went out of business. So, over here we have Chuck Canterbury, who is the president of the Fraternal Order of Police, which is the National Police Union. And in an editorial over at the Daily Caller, Chuck Canterbury is saying that this abuse of civil forfeiture by the police, that's fake news. You shouldn't believe that at all. The police would never, ever do anything like that. That if we're taking money and property from people, they obviously had to have done something wrong, and you should just take our word for it. Meanwhile, former Chicago Police Superintendent Gary McCarthy says that Black Lives Matter is to blame for the rise in violent crime. And basically saying the protests in cities like Baltimore, Ferguson, Charlotte, North Carolina, are manufacturing a political atmosphere of anti-police sentiment. And they are, except that they're playing on fertile ground because there has been a lot of police brutality. It's a complicated issue. The police are not totally innocent. And he's probably responding to that horrible video that came out of Chicago of these four black kids torturing a mentally challenged white kid for almost 2 days. And the liberal corporate media is still out there saying, well, really, they're victims of society. It's all of our fault. No, it isn't. They grabbed this kid, tied him up, put him in a room, threatened him with a knife. Everybody's hopped on this black versus white bandwagon for their own agenda. Hillary was certainly trying to maximize it for her campaign. Now, over at Georgetown, there's a professor, Michael Eric Dyson, who was saying that white people should have an individual reparations account assigned to them into which they'll make donations to black institutions and individuals as a form of reparations for slavery. Now, a couple of problems with that. First of all, I've never owned a slave. I don't know anybody who's ever owned a slave. I don't know any black people who've ever actually been a slave themselves other than the common slavery we are all sharing under that 1040 form. Now, in my case, my family, leading up to the Civil War, ran a station on the Underground Railroad helping escaped slaves get to Canada. Because under New Hampshire law at the time, while slavery was not legal within New Hampshire itself, escaped slaves were still considered property of the antebellum plantations and if caught would be returned. And the Underground Railroad rose to deal with that, just smuggling the escaped slaves up to Canada. Now, can you imagine what would happen if I went up into Canada today and knocked on the doors of the descendants of those slaves my ancestors helped escape and said, "You owe me money for services rendered." They would laugh me off the porch, and rightly so. We have to get rid of this idea that we bear responsibility for events outside our direct control and influence. I'm not responsible for what happened in the Deep South prior to the Civil War. I wasn't alive then. And I will not accept responsibility for that. If you want reparations, go dig up those former slave owners and hand them a bill. You're probably not going to get much reimbursement there, but that's where you have to put the blame. This idea of collective guilt or inherited guilt, that's another propaganda tool to brainwash you into going along with more nonsense. We'll be right back. We'll be right back.
probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. We're going to talk a little bit about human-caused global warming because it just is not happening. Right now, there is snow along the southern Mediterranean beaches, meaning Africa. The canals in Venice, Italy have frozen. The Old Farmer's Almanac was absolutely right, and NASA, NOAA, and Al Gore and the corporate media were all wrong. Somebody posted a video from a drone of a lake completely frozen over in Greece. Now, to show you how these carbon Nazis operate, it's very instructive here. In the summer of 2015, scientists, and I use the term loosely, from the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration published a scientific paper basically saying that there was no pause in global warming, the oceans are heating up, and sea levels are rising. Now, because there is such a huge body of contradictory evidence out there, the House Committee on Science, Space, and Technology, led by Texas Republican Lamar Smith, filed a subpoena for the NOAA scientists' emails and raw data, accusing them of altering data for political ends, which they have been caught doing time and time again. NOAA has refused the subpoena. And instead, what they did is they went on out to the University of California at Berkeley And they got one of their climatologists who's funded very heavily to prove humans are warming the planet, Zeke Hausfather, who basically came on out and wrote a report saying, yes, NOAA is right. There's been no pause. The oceans are warming and sea levels are rising. And you don't need to see the raw data because we have lots and lots of scientists to throw at you. And you should believe the scientists because we have white laboratory coats and we have clipboards and we have all of these things that are designed to make you think that we know what we're talking about. And in an act of utter desperation, story coming out of BuzzFeed, they're dragging out the polar bears again. Climate change will kill off the polar bear, feds warn. Oh, my goodness. Rising global temperatures are the biggest threat to the polar bear populations and to the Arctic sea ice on which the mammals defend. Well, the sea ice is always moving back and forth, and the bears move with it. If there isn't a lot of ice, they go on the ground. And they did this back in the 1990s. They were screaming about the polar bears are hovering at the edge of extinction. And they had a lot of hoax photos. They showed this polar bear clinging to this little bit of ice and saying, see, this is we're losing this. It turned out the photo was taken in the summer when ice is supposed to melt. And a little fact that the carbon Nazis keep forgetting to mention is the fact that polar bears swim very well. They can swim 60 miles. They can float while asleep because the hair in their fur actually is hollow in the middle, which makes it a more effective insulator, and that trapped air pocket makes it buoyant. They can literally sleep on the ocean without drowning. They were claiming back in the 1990s that they're on the verge of extinction. Then it came on out. They were just making up the numbers about polar bear population. And the reality is polar bears have gained in population despite human-caused global warming to the point where in a lot of areas they're now considered pest animals. Now, raising the ante on that up in Canada, apparently Calgary's Liberal Member of Parliament, Kent Hare, is out there saying he's proud to pay more for gas as the carbon tax hits Albertans. Yes, I'm proud to be paying more money for less product. That's what makes Canada great. Now, Canada's economy is not really doing very good. They've got record high unemployment in Alberta, and this member of parliament is out there saying, sure, we're going to pay more for gas. Might want to look two borders down at what's going on in Mexico before you make statements like that anymore. Scientists often talk about the golden rule in science. Whoever's got the gold makes the rules, makes the science. And we're finding out now that the U.S. federal government has invested your tax dollars in all kinds of bizarre scientific research projects. One, to discover that fraternity brothers like alcohol, that girls really do like dolls, and sharks can be scary. These were all the results of federally funded research programs. Got some callers waiting on the line. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit mydryhome.com. That's mydryhome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Some are maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, just try it yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far a 5:15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And before we take the phone calls, I want to follow up on that story that we went into the break with about some of these ridiculous research programs. You know, do fraternities like alcohol? Do girls really like dolls? And so forth and so on. There have been some other bizarre ones out there, a research program on the effect of alcohol in the bordellos in some foreign city or everything. And there's something that you need to understand. Because science in this country is highly politicized, very often a federal grant for a bizarre, ridiculous, useless research project is a form of payback for political support. And certainly one of the clearest examples of that is that those scientists who are willing to say, I can prove humans are warming the world, they're getting huge amounts of grant money to work with. And scientists who stand up and say, wait a minute, the facts on the ground don't match this up, their funding gets cut. the government and corporations try and buy the science that supports whatever it is they're selling. I'll give you another example of that. Some years ago, in fact, this is way back in the 1980s, there was this organization that was created, the National Center for Skin Cancer Awareness, and it was presented as this independent research institute warning about the dangers of skin cancer. But inevitably, every recommendation that came on out was to buy and slather on sun tanning products. They never talked about large floppy hats or just putting on any kind of a cover-up, any kind of a shawl or something to protect yourself from the sun. No, no, just the tanning oil will do it. And it eventually came on out that this entire National Center for Skin Cancer Awareness was funded by the Coppertone people. That's how these things come about. All right, let's grab some phone calls. Mark in Philadelphia, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Michael. On the subject of, I'm going to bring up the Civil War here, but what I'm really bringing up is heritage. It's interesting that these other groups, they want us to remember the keen details of their heritage, but they want us, the rest of us, to forget ours. Now,
yes.
Recently, I happen to have been adopted, but recently I found out I didn't know anything about my family except the name and where they settled in the Midwest. I'm calling you from Philly now, but anyway, the number of people I have on relatives now, I can count on one hand, basically, blood relatives that I know of. Okay, so anyway, it turns out my great-great-grandfather served in the Civil War, and on May 5th of 1864, he was captured at the Battle of the Wilderness, which, by the way, was one of the biggest, if not the biggest battle, 190,000 men on both sides. He was captured, made a prisoner of war, and taken to Andersonville and was there for 11 months. Now, I'd like to know, does my family deserve some reparations from saving those folks? Oh, yeah, that's the other thing. He was German, full-blooded German, which also happens to be, well, some people say that's white. So there you go. So when these folks, these other folks who struggled or who suffered so much then, want to lay claim that my family had anything to do with their suffering, absolutely not. And I think my family's due some reparations on that one. I've got another one for you. Turns out that my father and my grandfather, my natural blood, they both served in Europe during World War II. So, but we keep sending, and that was all about saving those people over there. What was that? The ones that went in the 6 million in the camps?
Yeah.
What about my family? But we're sending Israel money. Shouldn't they be sending us money for saving their behinds?
Yeah, they sure don't act like they've got something to be grateful for.
Yeah, and again, my family's German, and my family's considered white. So there you go. But according to the Jews, the Germans were bad. And they're also kind of telling us that white people are bad, too, because they're the ones promoting this racial divide, if you ask me. So, but our heritage, my heritage is important. So everybody out there, my heritage is important. I'm a white person, and I'm German, and it means something. And I've awakened to it, and watch out. When people awaken to who they really are, they are not going to. I'm not going to let these people destroy my heritage through any means. They're not going to whitewash our significance in all of this struggle of humanity. So we count too. Thank you, Michael.
All right. Well, you're welcome. And in response to that, there's a couple of overlapping issues. First of all, any special interest group, whether it's black or Hispanic or women or whatever, they want to promote their history and their culture as important. And by default, anybody else's history and culture is to be trivialized or buried and dismissed. Certainly you're absolutely correct that Israel is very much out there pushing, you know, the God's chosen people, and everybody else is automatically inferior. Meanwhile, you've got George Soros and all of the New World Order globalist people who are out there thinking that everybody should be made to forget who they are, where they come from, because if you don't have a strong sense of identity and self, you're easier to control. Now, I have the opposite position. I think everybody should learn everything they can about who they are, who their ancestors were, what their family history was, what their place in history was. Most people who are descended from famous individuals in history don't know it. And you should. And you shouldn't walk around saying you should be kind to me because I'm descended from Josiah Bartlett. but it makes an interesting thing. I have a resonance with the Declaration of Independence because one of my ancestors signed it. That's an important point. It's an anchoring issue for me. It's part of who I am, and it makes it hard for somebody else to come on in and say, well, you're actually really this and that. No. I'm a descendant of Josiah Bartlett. I'm a descendant from people who ran the underground, ran a station on the Underground Railroad. You're not going to tell me I'm a white oppressor and a slaveholder and the rest of it. I know better. It's my family and my history. And that's why you have to fight for your identity. This idea of trying to ban the Confederate flag or any other flags or anything, that's part of this global assault on our sense of self, our sense of identity, to make us easier to control. And you're right, it does seem to overlap a lot on white people. Like we're this generation's scapegoat race. Oh, everything's the fault of the white people, and we've had all these liberal buttercups all over the media lately talking literally about, you know, genocide against the whites. Get rid of the straight white males, and everything will be just fine. And I'll tell you how ridiculous it's getting. Over at the University of London, students are demanding the removal of Plato, Aristotle, Voltaire, and Kant be removed from the syllabus for philosophy. Why? Is their philosophy bad? No, it's brilliant. But they're white. We don't want to learn anything white people have to say. And Plato and Aristotle and Voltaire are considered the foundation of modern philosophy. They're not perfect. Aristotle kind of blew it on this Earth moving around the sun thing, but I'm willing to overlook that in the view of all of his other great intellectual accomplishments. But when you have the students saying, I want to be taught philosophy, but exclude the top philosophers because they're the wrong skin color, that's racism in reverse. And folks, you do not cure racism by being racist in reverse. You cure racism by saying, race is no longer a factor. I'm studying Plato and Aristotle and Voltaire because they know what they're talking about, except for the Earth moving around the sun. But this idea of trying to reshape the world by political agenda and ideology is ridiculous. Okay, we're going to go back to the phones here. Jerry in Oregon, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Excuse me, that's Terry, Mike. But I wanted to get your opinion that... Netanyahu was upset with Trump for saying he was going to ban Muslims from the United States. And his statement was, in Israel, we respect all races and religions. And meanwhile, they don't allow any refugees that are Muslim in their country. They built walls, and they also have an ethnic cleansing program going on with Muslims. And he's got the nerve to tell the United States that they should accept Muslims. Did you? Are you aware of that?
Yeah, I'm aware of that. I mean, basically, Israel wants America to accept the Muslims, so there's less pressure on Israel to accept the Muslims. And you're right, Netanyahu is lying through his teeth, but then that's what he always does. And like the rest of the world leadership and the corporate media, he's out there saying, why don't they believe me anymore? Because we got you lying so many times.
Well, I think there's a conspiracy to have every country in the world, this might be far out to you, but become chocolate. And that way the Israelis will be the whitest people on earth, the New World Order people, and everybody else will be inferior to that. And they
that would be very, like very risky with the demonization of white people going on right now, because you get a chocolate world looking at Israel and saying, oh, they're white, we need to rebel against them. That really doesn't work out. But I think it's not a question of chocolate versus white. It's a question of Israel wanting to preserve the purity of its bloodlines while turning everybody else into a mutt. So that
right.
People are saying, I'm not sure who I am. You know, please, you tell me where my place in the world is going to be.
Well, people are going to be a lot easier to control that way.
And that's exactly right.
Because they're creating strife, and you'll be, you know, focused on the Muslims and not focused on what the New World Order is doing to you, your country. You know, so the first thing is introduce something and then create conflict, then come up with a solution. And then the solution is more oppression and more violations of your Fourth Amendment, where they're looking at every aspect of your life so they can control you more.
Well, I mean, Israel's lobbies in the United States are openly hostile to the Bill of Rights. They don't think that there should be freedom of speech because they want to be able to have this situation where they will put out a piece of propaganda and it will be believed and the propaganda will serve Israel. And they've been very effective at it. If you are building your understanding of Israel and Palestine solely on what you see in corporate media, you're going to think Israel is just wonderful and they're poor, innocent victims of the evil Palestinians. You know, over the years, Israel's told some real whoppers. Like Golda Meir was out there saying there was never any such thing as Palestine. They just made it up to be an annoyance to Israel. And yet we have maps and coins and other historical artifacts showing that Palestine has been around since biblical times. But again, it's the big lie. And believe it or not, Adolf Hitler in Mein Kampf, when he spoke about that big lie, he wasn't advocating its use. He was warning people against it. And the claim that Hitler was advocating the use of the big lie is another big lie we've all been told. And the publication of Mein Kampf is now legal again in Germany, and it's already a runaway bestseller.
Well, is it true in Germany it's against the law to do the Nazi salute, and
yes,
if you deny the Holocaust, you can go to jail?
Yes. And again, something you need to keep in mind. The truth does not need law to protect it. Truth survives examination and questioning. Only lies and liars resort to the courts and the force of law to protect the lies.
Right.
And Ernst Zundel is a classic case. When he was looking at his trial for denying the Holocaust, the judge literally said, "I don't care if everything you say is absolutely true. It is still against the law to say it." And that basically tells you it's a dictatorship. You will believe what we tell you to believe. Don't you dare question. Don't you dare look at the facts for yourself. Don't you dare look at the snow and ice. Just believe us when we tell you the Arctic is melting, the polar bears are drowning, the world is broiling, and you must pay a carbon tax.
Well, we might have that deal over here someday where it's you can't do a Nazi salute and you can't deny the Holocaust, you know?
Well, Israel's lobbying for those laws. They're trying to claim that anything criticizing Israel is now hate speech and anti-Semitism, and they're trying to get around the First Amendment by that. Say, the First Amendment doesn't cover hate speech. Actually, I've read that Bill of Rights myself. There's no qualifications on that. The government is not allowed to restrict freedom of speech, period, end of discussion. And it's not about naked girls in strip clubs on brass poles. It's not about bovine feces on canvases in art galleries. It is about the right to criticize government when it behaves badly without fear of repercussion. And it doesn't even confine that to the U.S. government. We have a constitutionally protected right to criticize the behavior of Israel's government, which is what this is. It isn't Jew hate. It isn't anti-Semitism. It isn't race hatred or anything like that. Israel's government behaves badly. So does the government of the United States of America. Our Bill of Rights says I and you and everybody have a right to stand up and say you are behaving badly. And that's the issue. It's not race or religion or ethnicity. It's your actions that are the problem here.
Well, you know what concerns me, Mike, is Trump elevated Jared Kushner to his personal advisor, and Jared Kushner's got a direct line to this guy in Israel that's right below Netanyahu. And, you know, here Netanyahu tells this guy, calls Jared Kushner, and Jared whispers in his father-in-law's ear, and that concerns me.
Well, it should, and obviously one of the areas where I definitely disagree with Donald Trump is his views toward Israel, but I know a lot of that is coming from Sheldon Adelson, a lot of that is coming from Alex Jones, who's very pro-Israel, but I think much of it is the fact that Donald Trump's view of Israel and Palestine is what he's been seeing on corporate media, and even though he knows now corporate media is deceptive and manipulative, he hasn't gone through the mental exercise of going back through the years and saying, what else has the corporate media been lying to us about, which would include Israel and Palestine. And I'm convinced that once Trump is directly interacting with the government of Israel, he's going to have a wake-up moment. And I think a year from now, we're going to see that Trump is nowhere near as supportive of Israel as he is putting out right now.
Well, I sure hope you're right, but I kind of think he's owned by Israel with the money they bailed him out before and all these things that they've done for him.
Well, Israel likes to take our money from us and then use it to buy our politicians back, and it's a kickback scheme, and it should come to an end. And AIPAC, again, we were talking earlier, all the screaming about Russia manipulating American politics, why don't they look at all that Israel does and has been caught doing time and again and has now been caught doing in Great Britain? Covertly controlling.
Because they own the country. They own the United States. That's why they don't do it.
No, they don't. We, the American people, own the United States. And we need to remember that. This is our country. And if the government has stolen our land and sold it to somebody else, they acted in bad faith. It's still our land. All right. We got to take a break for commercials. Yes. Thank you for the phone call, Jerry. We'll be right back.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no way, can't draw no pay. unemployment getting worse.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. We're going to go back to the phones here. Matt in New Mexico, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
I tell you, how you doing there, Mike?
Doing good.
Hey, this is a great show today. But I'll tell you, that last little section you did there got me chuckling my butt off, man. I got to thinking, you know, how Kissinger and guys like Brzezinski, they can't step off planes and just anywhere because they're wanted men.
Yes.
You know, I got to thinking, well, God dang it. What if poor Mel Brooks hopped off a plane in Lithuania or in Germany and the darn cops came and busted him for Springtime for Hitler, you know, in that movie, the producers were just God.
No, you misunderstand what's going on here. It's okay for...
No, I don't.
It's okay for Jewish entertainers to make fun of the Nazis and do the salutes and everything like that. It's just not okay for anybody else.
Oh, I get
it. It's their trademarked property. They own it. They can exploit it. It's theirs.
Well, you know, my bias is probably just, you know, a white thing, right?
Yeah. Mel's a great guy. When I knew him back at Fox and everything, his office was one floor up from where I worked, and it was just after Blazing Saddles. And you know that bit at the end where Harvey Korman comes into the Man's Chinese Theater and he goes, Raisinets, and the Raisinets people were so pleased at the plug, they were sending Mel Brooks whole cases of Raisinets every month. And so you couldn't walk by his office without him saying, here, have some Raisinets. What the chocolate does bad, the raisins will fix. And he was just handing this thing something crazy.
Harvey Korman was off the hook crazy, man. I mean, him and Carol Burnett and them, they were the funniest.
Oh, they were amazing. You'd be amazed how much of the original Carol Burnett show was never allowed to air. When they got going with that whole crew, and they were still shooting when I was working at CBS Television City, and when I was off work, I'd go upstairs and I'd just watch them, and there was stuff going on there, and the audience was going crazy, and you could just see in the back booth there where the producers are saying that can't be allowed out, we're going to have to cut that out. You know, they'd shoot like an hour, 20 minutes worth of video to edit down to a 1 hour show because they knew there was just going to be a lot of stuff that they had to take out.
Well, hey, brother, keep up the good work. I was enjoying the show today. There is a lot of stuff on the burner right now. Something's going to catch fire pretty quick here.
Yeah,
I'm a good one, man. You enjoy the rest of the week, and I'll give you a call another day.
Okay, well, thank you very much. I appreciate that. And we're going to let you go here.
You have a good one.
All right. Heading up in here at the top of the hour, one of the things that was going on with the Carol Burnett show was they were always trying to get each other to crack up and break character. And so it was almost like this challenge duel thing, and it was just amazing to watch. All right, there's the music. We're going to be taking a break for station identification, back with hour number three after these few words.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies.
About 6 years ago, I was diagnosed with congestive heart failure. I went from being able to work 14, 16 hours a day with no problem to where I could barely walk a block to the store without having to stop and rest. I went on to the phytonutrients about 6 months ago, and within a couple of months, my medical doctor had cut my prescriptions down in a little bit smaller dosage. The next time I went back, a month later, I walked into the doctor's office and he said, "My gosh, what's happened to you? You don't even look like the same person." He looked at my legs and the swelling had gone down. My blood pressure was down the venous stasis ulcers that I had had on my legs for the last 4 or 5 years because of the poor circulation were all healed, and I'm feeling far better.
Call now to find out how to get your free month's supply of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go online to balanceofnature.com.
Use promo code TSL.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.